Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We kick off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything, and we'll talk to you about it. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, whether it be the archives, the live streaming, and more on the house. freetalklive.com. Well, one of the things we talk about frequently on this show, Mark, is the police state. The fact that the government is getting bigger and more oppressive and more intrusive at an alarmingly increasing rate. And it's not just our government. It's governments all around the world. But since we're English-speaking people, we tend to focus on, you know, Great Britain, Australia, the United States.
Yeah, somehow they seem more important. Like, things could come, like things could happen here more quickly if they happen there.
Well, one of the reasons why it's important to focus on, even though we do a show in America, and probably 95% of our listeners are Americans, United States residents, it's important to pay attention to what's going on in the rest of the world. Because, and the reason why is because politicians love to borrow ideas from one another.
Sure they do.
They love controlling you and creating new laws and new regulations, etc. So, but they're not really creative people on their own. So one of them comes up with an idea and they implement it, and then the rest of them say, yeah, yeah, more tax money, more control. I like that idea.
We'll solve this problem, whatever it is, by just making some more legislation. Of course, it'll cost a lot of money, and
that's okay. It's not our money.
We haven't been successful up to this point in really stopping things, but we have slowed some stuff down, you know, because it's not like the government can't do things. It's just inefficient at doing things.
Yeah, really, like, really inefficient.
Like, for instance, I would say that they've probably slowed down to some extent how many people do certain drugs, but not by a great deal. I mean, people are still smoking pot. How many more people in America would smoke pot if it was legal?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A few hundred thousand?
I don't know. I think it might double. I mean, it just...
What, the pot smoking in America? No, it hasn't happened in the Netherlands.
Well, what you're thinking of is you're thinking of people that would smoke pot on a regular basis. The people that are smoking pot on a regular basis aren't going to stop because it's illegal. They might stop for some reason, but it won't be because it's illegal. But there might be somebody out there that you could convince to smoke a joint who wouldn't do it otherwise if it was illegal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're saying that there's twice as many people like that?
It's just a poke in the dark.
Right, and I'm telling you that that's just not what happened in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Where they actually did semi-legalize. And I'm not counting the tourists that come in.
I don't consider myself to be a pot smoker, but I might smoke once a year.
Yeah.
So I would answer on a survey, do you smoke pot? No.
No.
Unless they gave me a criteria, once a year, in which case, you know, I might check that.
Okay. I see where you're coming from.
So, I mean, people would answer on a survey, no, I am not a pot smoker, when in fact they are.
Yeah.
If they, you know, they would be if it was legal.
Okay, well, we've done a good job of getting sidetracked. I was talking about governments and them getting bigger, more oppressive, and so it's important to pay attention to what goes on in other countries.
Right.
So this is from the Daily Mail, which is in the United Kingdom. And, well, this is just stunning. The home life of every child in the country, in Great Britain, is to be recorded on a national database.
What?
In the ultimate, this is for real, in the ultimate intrusion of the nanny state, it has emerged. Computer records holding details of school performance, diet, and even whether their parents provide a so-called positive role model for 12 million children will be held by the United Kingdom government. Police, social workers, teachers, and doctors will have access to the database and have powers to flag up concerns where children are not meeting criteria laid down by none other than the state.
Wow, this is brave new worldish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're required to raise the state's kids by the sounds of that.
The Children's Index.
I mean, 'cause now the state decides how it is that a kid should be raised. Now, I mean, I realize the state might be composed of what the majority of people think, but still, I mean, what if...
That's not true at all.
Somebody might sit there and think, well,
you could make the argument, but it would
be
fallacious.
You could make the argument. It would be a fallacious argument, but it doesn't change the fact that somebody's going to make it in their mind. And what I'm saying is, there are the majority of this nation here, 25% Catholic. Does that mean that we should have the majority of people decide how to raise a kid? I mean, only 0.6% are Assemblies of God. Catholics and Assemblies of God wouldn't necessarily get along very well on how to raise kids.
Probably not.
So I don't think that there should be criteria like that set down by the state.
Well, the criteria is being laid down by the state, and these certain people, police, social workers, teachers, and doctors, will be able to access the database to update information on the children as they encounter them, or perhaps encounter what they perceive of as a problem, maybe a parenting problem, etc. They will be asked, or maybe forced, I'm not sure, to enter this information in the Children's Index, which will cost taxpayers £224 million. That, I presume, is to start it. I mean, I can't imagine it. I mean, that's just a number. This is something that's going to go on and on and on.
Right.
The maintenance of this database, the bureaucracy required to administer this database is going to... there are going to be more costs involved here than just $224 million.
Well, $224 million is just a guess by politicians who always guess
really low.
Yep.
So multiply it times four for the first year.
Apparently, they'll even monitor whether youngsters are eating five portions of fruit and vegetables per day.
Wow.
So this is like, essentially what this is all of the stupid government rules and programs that they have that exist today.
Right.
For instance, here in America, there's the food pyramid.
Right.
Or didn't they reverse it now? Isn't it the upside down pyramid or something? Anyway, they've got all these different government suggestions as far as how you're supposed to live your life, how much
guidelines
your kids are supposed to eat. But all these things exist. The government has a set group of specifications.
Right,
as
how
far
much
as
exercise a kid is supposed to be able to do.
And adults are supposed to do.
There's a president's fitness club or whatever that prescribes how many pull-ups a boy of a certain age should be able to do.
So this is like taking all those existing suggestions and turning it into a coercive style nanny state, big government, big brother database going on here. One, let's see. So they're going to monitor whether they eat their fruits and vegetables each day, whether they go to church or are struggling to get good grades at school. One assessment records whether a preschool child is in daycare. Whether a preschool child is in daycare, suggesting that those who are looked after by their mothers at home are not conforming to the state ideal. Now, remember the story from earlier this year about California, how they're working on, and I don't recall if they passed this or not. If you're in California and you can answer, I think they might have passed this, the state-funded preschool going on out there. It's not mandatory yet. It's not mandatory yet that your children be sent to this state-funded preschool
in
California.
I'll bet there's some level of state-funded preschool in every state.
I'm not sure about that. Critics said the plan would sideline, on an unprecedented scale, the rights of parents to bring up their children in the way they see fit and amount to a barcoding of youngsters. They questioned how the government knew better than parents on the correct way to bring up a child and warned that it would deter decent families from seeking help for fear of being branded at risk. It could take just two warning flags on a child's file to trigger an investigation. Can you imagine how this is going to work out? You get a knock on your door one night at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening. Everybody's sitting around doing whatever it is families do these days. And there at the door is the Department of Homeland Children, whatever they're going to call it, the new bureaucracy. Hello, we've had reports that your children...
The child care commies.
Yeah, sir, we've had reports that your children aren't eating enough broccoli. We're going to have to take a look inside your fridge to make sure that you've actually got the correct vegetables installed there.
And it looks like you're drinking a little too much at night. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, we're laughing, but this is for real.
Sure.
The government handed itself...
Well, they're going to have little blanks to fill in, and then they're going to start asking the kids at school, hey, how do we fill in these blanks? You know, does Daddy and Mommy smoke pot?
Yeah. The government handed itself sweeping powers in the 2004 Children Act to record basic information of all children in England and Wales based on information from the Register of Births and Child Benefit. The act followed the death of 8-year-old Victoria Kleine, whose neglect by her aunt and boyfriend was missed by social workers. Section 12 limits information to name, address, date of birth, gender, and a unique ID, contact details of a parent, school, GP practice, or other practitioners dealing with the child. But the government wants to extend the records to include detailed assessments of the child's life. And speaking of details, we'll give you some more on the way. You can chime in here, 800-259-9231. Are you ready for this? It's Big Brother time.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyon with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Lyon here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's want outrageous. Make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the 5 states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the program awaits you. You just go and download them. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. No hoops to jump through. Just free stuff. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And it may very well be time for a revolution over in Great Britain. When's the last time they had one?
I don't know. I don't know that they really had big revolutions like we have.
Well, because things are just getting worse and worse over there. We're reading a story from the Daily Mail, one of the papers in the United Kingdom, pointing out that the government over there has created what they call the the Children's Index, going to cost British taxpayers £224 million just to get started, as we understand it. We're talking about monitoring whether children are eating their five portions of fruit and vegetables per day, whether they're going to church, struggling to get good marks at school. Doctors are going to have access to this, teachers, social workers, police. It's going to be a huge government database on your children if you're in Great Britain. And Americans, if you don't think this is possible in America, you're fooling yourself. There are plenty of bureaucrats, busybody bureaucrats, that would love to have something like this in America. They would love to, because it's about protecting the children. I mean, if anything's about protecting the children, I mean, the Children's Index, we got to keep kids safe. Parents might not be feeding them the correct vegetables at night.
It's an easy argument to make, and I can see where they're going to slip down that road, but, you know, they're going to be asking, are they going to church? Well, which church?
That church isn't acceptable. You say church of the church of, what's an obscure church? Latter-day Saints?
Yeah, sure.
That's not acceptable.
Yep, might be a problem.
We're going to have to take custody of your children. You're abusing them. Who's going to make these decisions? I mean, who's going to make the decisions as to what is and what is not okay? Some unelected bureaucrats.
Who's going to decide what diet's all right and what's not? You have to think about the Atkins diet. It flies in the face of every other diet plan out there. It says that you can eat as much as you want, and you can have all the meat you want, and it just doesn't make any sense as comparative to the food pyramid.
Well, let me give you a little bit more information here. The government wants to extend the records. Again, they've already had, earlier than this, because of the Children's Act of 2004, they already had some sort of information on kids. But now they want to extend the records to include detailed assessments of a child's life. Ministers insist it will act as an early warning system to highlight children that are at risk. The database has already been piloted in 12 local authorities, and the government plans to make it nationwide next year. It will try to introduce a regulation in Parliament this fall, allowing it to become law with barely any scrutiny by MPs. Civil Liberties and Children's campaigners are to hold a conference at the London School of Economics to highlight their concerns. Terry Dowdy, director of the Children's Rights Group ARCH, said, quote, "Who is bringing children up? Are parents effectively nannies for the state's children, or are children born to families and the state just helps families when they ask for it?" Well, we know what the answer is. The state would like to own everybody. In fact, the state believes it does own everybody. In fact, there are some people that believe that it's because of the state that everything is possible. Some people have this just grand worship for the government.
They do. They think that they can centrally control things. And the evidence is contrary to that. Central control doesn't work. I'd like an example where it did. I mean, I suppose the post office does a reasonably good job of centrally controlling the mail service. I mean, that's a huge
Yeah, but they do a better job today because FedEx and UPS exist. They're
right.
Better now than
Think
they used
Think of them
to
in
be.
The 70s. They were terrible.
Right. Dr. Eileen Monroe, an expert in child protection, said, quote, "The authority of parents is being eroded because the children's services, health education, and social care are being asked to intervene. On the whole, parents are the greatest source of safety and welfare that any child has." Jonathan Barnford, Assistant Information Commissioner with which polices access to information, says there was no justification for keeping check on 12 million children when only a small population were at risk. He said, quote, "When you're looking for a needle in a haystack, is it necessary to keep building bigger haystacks? The cause for concern indicator against a child's record is expressed in very broad language. For example, it could be cause for concern that a child is not progressing well towards his or her French GCSE, I don't know what that is, some sort of a, I don't know,
yeah.
School requirement. Director of Liberty, Shani Kakarbarti, said, quote, "We're heading towards a situation in which an entire generation of kids won't know what privacy is, as though we're preparing them for prison rather than life in a free society. It's time to ask ourselves why we sacrifice the privacy of our children first.
Well, they're not preparing them for a free society. Government doesn't want a free society. It's contrary to government to want a free society.
Right. Your society is already restricted by government. This is just yet another one.
Freedom is dangerous to the government. That's what the government's there for, is to restrict people from just getting completely bananas. So it's going to constantly constrict. It's the job of the people to constantly expand it.
And this,
you have to work against it. The forces have to oppose.
Here's an example of somebody else who's kind of in the dark here. He says, David Willetts, Shadow Education Secretary, whatever that means, quote, we are going to have barcoded babies. This project is going to cost $224 million over 3 years to 2008, with subsequent operating costs, this is the number we were looking for earlier, £41 million per year. So that's estimated operating costs for a database. Would it not be better to focus this money on families in real need? That's the problem right there. The idea that, okay, this is a bad idea, but I know how we should be spending taxpayer dollars. This is a bad idea, but I've got the right plan. Let's go with what I think. And there's going to be plenty of people that agree with this guy saying, well, David Willetts is right. We should be spending money here instead. And people are going to argue forever about what the correct way for government to spend money is, when in fact the real issue is whether or not government should be taking your money in the first place. That's the real issue. But we've all bought into, everybody seems to have bought into the idea that government needs to have money and government needs to be doing all these things or needs to be doing a certain subset of things that you find it useful for, but you don't agree with everybody else and everybody else doesn't agree with you. And so we all sort of get thrown into this big quagmire where everybody argues about what is appropriate and what is not. When in fact, what is inappropriate is stealing people's money in the first place. That's the problem here. The fact is we've allowed it to go on for so long. We're so well indoctrinated in this mindset that we must have government taking care of people. We must have government redistributing wealth. It's just wrong. We need to get outside this box. And the faster we can get outside of this box, the better off our kids are going to be.
Yeah. They're going to be mindless automatons.
1-800-259-9231. So this is coming down the pipe for those of you in the United Kingdom. I don't think it's very far off for people in some states in America. I mean, you can easily see New York, California, states like that, jumping on this bandwagon. And, of course, once some of the states start doing it, the federal government will say, hey, that's a good idea, like they did with that sex offender registry, making that national. It hasn't happened quite yet, but it's all coming down the pipe. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Updates are there. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. These poor people in Great Britain, they're being tyrannized by their government. And we're talking about a story out of the Daily Mail that there's going to be a national database for the children. They've created a national database, or they are creating it. It's going to go into effect. It's going to cost millions of pounds per year, 41 million pounds to operate, 200 million up front to get it started. And they're going to be tracking everything from essentially doctors, teachers, social workers, other government bureaucrats are going to have access to this. And certain information is going to be entered in here about every child in Great Britain, 12 million children.
Some really invasive stuff, like, are they getting their five fruits and vegetables a day?
Yeah.
Are they going to church?
Right.
Weird stuff.
So these are things that some bureaucrat is going to try to ascertain about these children. Perhaps, for instance, the teachers will be asked to ask their school children a series of questions every year. Are you going to church every week? How often do you go? Where do you go? Who knows how many invasive questions they'll ask. They'll fill out a form, send it into the database, the information will be entered in there, and it's possible that certain flags will be tripped. So if you're not drinking enough milk, or whatever it is the government decides is appropriate to do, then a flag will be tripped off, and that family will be subject to an investigation, for instance. And the sad thing is,
Mommy and Daddy smoke pot?
Right. Well, the good news is I'm looking at some of the comments on this website, the Daily Mail's website, because they let you comment in about the article. And it seems like most of the people commenting here are really angry about this. One guy says, essentially, if we just keep talking about this in the bars, nothing's ever going to change. But, you know, we actually need to do something. Some of the others are calling for a revolution. However, then you have people like Olivia Lee from Cambridge, United Kingdom, saying that the Victoria Climby died. This is the girl that inspired this database.
Uh-huh.
Her parents were abusive. The Wests were able to horrifically abuse their children while killing other people under the same roof. Recently, it was reported that in a family where parents lived a comfortable life, they were starving their children and leaving them to crawl in their own waste. cruelty and neglect exist. Who are we kidding? The reasons for that are clear. Inadequate monitoring. There will never be a way to stop all these awful cases, but making sure no child slips through the net will be easier if a net actually exists. Decent parents don't need to fear this, and it's ridiculous in a democracy to say otherwise. We're being ridiculous, Mark.
I don't even understand. How were the kids crawling through their... I mean, they were coming to school covered in feces, and somehow this slipped through?
I don't know if they were coming to school.
I'm wondering what's going on here. Apparently, it's the government schools that's the problem. I bet you that kind of crap wouldn't have happened if they went to a private school. There would have been more questions asked.
Yeah, if your students showed up with feces on them, I don't think so.
Even if they were just having problems. I remember how much my teachers cared about me. I gotta wonder.
You mean when you were in private school?
Right. I gotta wonder how much did their teachers care about them.
Good question. If you want to chime in here, 800-259-9231. Are you in the United Kingdom? And what else? I mean, what else do you know that we don't know about this program at this point? And is anything going to be done about this? Is there any sort of opposition organizing to this? 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to the phones. Let's talk to Clayton in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Clayton.
Hello again, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
A couple of points about the CHIP program.
The CHIP program?
Yeah.
And what's that?
Well, the database.
Which database?
The British database.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize
it was called the CHIP program.
It will be after a while.
Okay.
You're going to chip the kids, that's what he's saying.
Now, point number one is I think George Orwell will roll in his grave after he says, well, it'll be good for the children.
Yeah.
And then point number two is... I'm sorry to say, guys, but conspiracy theorists have been telling you guys about this for many, many years. Not only George Orwell. You know, it's just...
Okay. Have we ever doubted that the government wants to control and the government wants to track? I don't think we on Free Talk Live have ever doubted that, sir.
I don't doubt that the government wants to chip us, at least to some extent.
The third point is a little bit more profound. Government's nothing more than legitimized organized crime.
Of course.
So
they're the biggest gang around.
You won't find any disagreement here. I'd like to just focus on your second point about how the conspiracy theorists have been talking about this. I'd like to say that yes, they are absolutely right on this. And it's not a conspiracy. It's been known for a while that government people are in that sort of controlling mindset, and the more they can control, the better they'll feel, I guess. But just to suggest that, oh, well, the conspiracy theorists are right about this, it sort of has that, to me, when I hear that, it has that tinge of, well, if they're right about this, then they must be right about everything else they say.
Well,
right. And
well,
that's the part
the
I don't
thing
get.
Is, the thing is that it takes more than one person to have a conspiracy.
Of course it does.
And
otherwise,
let's not forget the corporations that are more than willing to produce these chips or even this database.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all complicit in it, and it's sad.
Yeah, it's like the large corporations, the global corporations, are kind of enrolling with government.
Yeah, pretty much. Isn't that what they call fascism?
Yeah. Isn't that what like communist Russia? You know, our enemies. You know, 25 years ago.
No, I don't know if communist Russia really had that. I think in communist Russia, most of the corporations were the state. It's a slightly different configuration between socialism and fascism. Slightly different.
Fascism is essentially government and corporations work closely together. It's sort of a government by the corporations.
Yeah, fascism sort of. Or even Nazism.
There you go. Clayton, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to ask y'all your opinion on something. On this college that I go to, on the campus, they banned alcohol, but you can go about 5 minutes off campus and you can drink anywhere off campus. And I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on what you think about them banning alcohol on a college campus.
I think it's fruitless and silly. I guess that was it then. Well,
that's
thanks.
His question.
He was just had a question. I think it's fruitless and pointless and not going to result in anything but maybe a few kids getting arrested. I mean, they're not going to stop drinking.
They're certainly not going to stop drinking. I don't know. Should kids be allowed to drink on campus? I would have to say that I...
Heck yes.
I if they're of legal age, I think the legal age should be lower, though.
Yes.
And the thing is what if I want to study in my dorm? I think that people should have to go someplace to drink. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Because you don't want people running through the halls going, woo, or something? I mean, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Playing loud music?
Or, you know, my roommate comes in with his drunk friends. I'm just trying to study here. You know, it is an institution of learning. And I think that they should be. That's the idea. I understand. It's not an institution of drinking. How's that?
That's not as I understand, at least not these days. It seems to be more about partying at college than
anything else. I absolutely concur that university, you know, that people's money can be, in a lot of cases, better spent than university.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, that you want to study, you want peace and quiet, but they make earplugs for a reason. And besides, are you talking about banning people from being drunk in the dorm? Because what's stopping them from going out, getting wasted at the bar, and then coming back and going, woo, and running through the hallways and tipping over trash cans and stuff? What's stopping them?
Nothing stopping them, but the question is, do you think it's a good idea that they'd be able to drink on campus? I don't know.
I don't think it's a problem, and as I pointed out, it's going to happen anyway. I mean,
I think the drinking age should be lowered to 18 or 19.
It's in effect the same thing as having a dry county, except you're having a dry college campus. Mm-hmm. You're just going to drive the kids elsewhere, and then you're going to have them in their cars and stuff coming back. So you're probably going to, as a result of this, probably going to have more kids getting in car accidents and that sort of thing. I understand the bars aren't very far outside of the campus, but the point remains.
Well, it's the college's job to protect its students' ability to learn. And if I can't get any sleep because people are drinking in the halls and being drunk and disruptive,
yeah,
they need to control that in some manner or another.
Well, then that would be something about not being loud and disruptive in the halls as opposed to drinking. And, of course, you could have always lived off campus if you'd wanted to. 800-259-9231. If you're in a college and you've got thoughts on this, you can chime in. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That allows you to bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we are inside the Thursday edition of the program, hour number one. And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, you name it, it's on the house. What do we ask in return? A simple vote. We want you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It only takes you a minute at most. Requires a quick email verification, so you do need a legitimate email address. You won't be spammed, and your vote goes to help us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world. We're currently ranked at number 4.
Not
which,
good.
We can be doing better, and we would be doing better if you would go and vote. So go to vote.freetalklive.com, and if you've already voted, we certainly appreciate it, in which case, tell a few friends about the show. And ask them to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to the phones, to the fun, to Patrick in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Patrick. Patrick in Kentucky, going once. Patrick in Kentucky, going twice. Patrick's gone. Well, maybe we'll try. Maybe he'll try back. All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box, shall we? I've got hate mail, Mark.
You do?
Yes.
But what about me?
No. Well, it's Free Talk Live hate mail.
Okay, well, that's
specifically
good.
Addressed against
me. I hate getting left out. I really do.
Yeah, no. It's all of us.
Good.
In fact, it wasn't even sent to me. It was sent to the network. So this is hate mail that I wasn't supposed to receive.
But, you know, if in fact you do have hate mail for one or the other person, it's always great to send it. Like, for instance, send the hate email to me. Because I really love to read it, and then I just can surprise them on the air with it. Ha!
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, usually I'll read a hate mail on the air, because we get so infrequently. You would think that with an iconoclastic show like we have,
right?
You would think that we'd get more hate mail.
It's true, but most people, if they hate something, they just tune out. I mean, 99 people out of 100.
That. You think 99 people out of 100? Because there's a lot of people that listen to shows that they absolutely cannot stand the political personalities on there.
You know, you might be right. I listen to the Michael Medved show. I like him as an intellectual, but good Lord, he's just such
a good talk show host.
He's a great talk show host, but he's
I can't stand him.
Right. I mean, he just wants the religion to run everything in this country.
Right. So there's an example.
He makes me crazy.
And you don't tune out.
No, I listen as often as I can.
All right.
O'Reilly, on the other hand, I listen to him pretty regular, and he's just dumb.
Let's go to the email here. This one from Rupert. He's a concerned listener. Hello. I want to make a suggestion. I would like to see the GCN show prosper. By the way, GCN is a network, not a show.
Right.
I would like to see the GCN show prosper as an alternative media source to mainstream news. However, in one of your prime listening slots, you have this show called Free Talk Live Show. He puts that in quotes. Free Talk Live Show.
Well,
from month to month, the discussion on Free Talk Live revolves around... Oh, there he gets it right. He quotes Free Talk Live Show, and then on the next line, he quotes Free Talk Live is the name of the show. Anyway,
whatever.
Free Talk Live revolves around smoking pot, removing government, and a group of gay guys moving to New Hampshire. It's the same thing gay over...
Guys. Why has it got to be gay guys?
Maybe, I don't know. You only do the reads for Free State Project once every blue moon.
Why do I have to be the gay guy?
He says it's the same thing over and over again.
I've had sex with more women than you have, Pally.
It's the same thing over and over again, like a broken record. It's the same thing over and over again, like a broken record. Okay. You could just loop the tape, and I added that second one. You could just loop the tape and replay last month's show, and no one in the audience would ever know. Oh, yeah, that's right, Mark. That's why we have so many people that thank us for being able to download an entire year's worth of programs, because it's all the same, right? And it's just the same show every month.
He's right. The issues are the same over and over again, but we have different news stories to outline how the issues are the same. And if he is a fan of some other shows, like some, let's just say, conspiracy type shows, if he likes GCN, there's a lot of those
conspiracy shows.
The chances are good. Well, essentially, it's the same thing. They get a news story. And they point out how the Bilderbergers are taking over or whatever. So it's the same issue over and over again.
Sure.
With a different news story. So you're not making...
Guess what, Rupert? You just figured out talk radio.
Yes. Congratulations. This is how it's all done.
Right.
Rush Limbaugh gets on. He reads a news story. And he talks about why Republicans are great and why the liberals and the feminazis are taking America to the crapper.
And we get on, we read a news story and talk about how government is dangerous, and government is horrible, and we need to minimize or get rid of it entirely.
You know, and if you don't, talk radio is to some extent brainwashing, because you have to repeat the same message over and over and over
again. That's why I like listening to the show. I brainwash myself.
And people don't get the message the first time. They really don't. And people
listeners don't listen.
People tune in and people tune out all the time.
And when I say that, I mean radio listeners. Podcast listeners are a different sort.
They certainly are.
They will take a show from beginning to end.
I think that
radio listeners are in and out.
It's a huge challenge we have trying to balance a show
for
podcast listeners and for radio listeners.
We are a true multimedia program.
It's very difficult.
And so, yes, he has figured out the way talk radio works. Now, the one thing that changes, I mean, we've changed over time. That much is true. You, for instance, when you started the show, Mark, you didn't believe in full-on legalization of all drugs.
And
now you're an advocate for it.
Absolutely. I got shown the differences.
Right, so I'm pointing out that you've changed.
Absolutely.
We're both dynamic, and this is, by the way, actually a rule in the talk radio business.
Is you're not allowed to be dynamic.
Right. You are supposed to, from your beginning of your career to the end of your career, have the same exact viewpoint, get on the air, defend that viewpoint vehemently every single day.
And I can tell you how many news stories I've read about Rush Limbaugh's stance on such and such as per his 1991 television show.
Mm.
Rush Limbaugh's television show is 15 years old. Whatever he said back then, I mean, do you really want to be held to everything that you said 15 years ago?
I'm a different person.
Absolutely. It's silly
to think otherwise. So we change slowly over time. But the things that change faster are the callers.
Mm-hmm.
Those cycle through. I mean, even some of the chronic callers, they go away over time. We haven't heard from Walt in forever. I mean, some people tuning in today don't even know who Walt is. It's been so long since he's been on the show. So
I miss Walt.
The callers cycle in. They cycle out. So that's one thing that changes. So even though the topics can sometimes repeat, we try to keep them as far away from repeating as possible. And then so the callers will change, and the news items do change as well. I mean, there's always something new happening. There's some new government screw-up that we can talk about.
Absolutely.
But yes, government's always going to be screwing up, so we're always going to be talking about how miserable and stupid and incompetent government is. It's just that this week it's the Department of Homeland Security spending oodles of dollars that we talked about last night, as opposed to FEMA blowing it with the trailer park evacuation. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And, of course, you can always get interactive with us at 800-259-9231.
And another thing, you have to design the program for the changing nature of the listenership. Listeners come and go, unfortunately, in radio.
We'd love to have them stay forever.
I want everybody who ever listened to any Free Talk Live show to listen to every one of them.
But that's unrealistic.
Yeah, but it is absolutely unrealistic. I don't
listen
to my favorite. I don't listen to this show enough to...
People have lives.
They do.
Things change. You've got a job. You get out at a certain time. If you're a radio listener, for instance, you listen on your way home from work. job changes, you're getting out 3 hours earlier, you're not listening to that same show anymore. And
right.
So people come and go. All right, let's continue with the hate email. You could just loop the tape and replay last month's show, and no one in the audience would ever know. Therefore, I recommend that you can these guys and give some other talented person a shot behind the microphone in this prime slot. I'm sure they would understand. After all, they're the ones in favor of competition in a free market.
Well, he's right.
He got that part.
And we are. The fact is, we're in competition with everybody who's on the radio right now.
Yeah.
And if you... I don't know everything about the GCN shows. I mean, I don't sit there and study them.
Right, you don't sell the network.
I don't. But I would say that we're probably one of the fastest growing shows on GCN.
Without a doubt.
So
we're not going anywhere.
If the marketplace matters, then comparatively on GCN, we do really well.
Yeah.
Now,
we're not the top. We don't have the top amount of affiliates, but some of the other shows on the network have been around for a decade.
Right.
And we've been around for 2 years. We're coming up on 2 years of syndication.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, we're growing. We're growing faster than anybody else.
Yep.
And so as far as the market goes, we're doing pretty good.
And we're doing
And there's always going to be somebody who's upset.
Of course. And we're doing what it takes to get that growth. We're the ones advertising in Talkers Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones going to the talk radio conventions.
Well, we mean it.
Yeah.
And the fact is, if we just came on and did our show 3 hours a day and did our show prep for an hour beforehand or half hour beforehand, however long it took, and we didn't spend any time calling radio stations, we didn't put any ads in any magazines, we didn't do anything to grow this show, we wouldn't have nearly the affiliates we do.
That's right.
We'd be in the single digits for sure.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. And coming up, federally provided free booze. We'll tell you about that. Also, there's much more on the way, including FEMA's press restrictions, polygamy, and more. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.